here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 26th of April, 2009. It's the birthday of the novelist Bernard Malamud, born in Brooklyn in 1914, author of The Natural, The Assistant, The Fixer, among many other books. Got out of graduate school, got a job working as a clerk in the Census Bureau, a job that required little actual work and there was no supervisor nearby, so Bernard Malamud spent most of his day writing short stories on company time. Bernard Malamud, who said, "I would write a book or a short story at least three times, once to understand it, the second time to improve the prose, and a third to compel it to say what it still must say." And it's the birthday of Audubon, John James Audubon, born in Haiti in 1785, out of wedlock, the son of a wealthy French naval officer and plantation owner and his mistress. He was raised in France by his stepmother, then took off for America when he was 18. He started studying birds intently, painting them and categorizing them. He was the first in North America to band birds, took little pieces of colored yarn, tied them around the legs of eastern phoebes, and so was able to determine that they came back to the exact same nesting places each year. And in 1826 came out with his Birds of America, 435 life-size paintings of all known bird species in America at the time. Here's a poem for today by Edward Hirsch entitled Commuters. It's that vague feeling of panic that sweeps over you, stepping out of the number 7 train at dusk, thinking, "This isn't me," crossing a platform with the other commuters in the worried half-light of evening. That must be someone else, with a newspaper rolled tightly under his arm, crossing the stiff iron tracks behind the train, thinking, "This can't be me," stepping over the tracks with the other commuters, slowly crossing the parking lot at the deepest moment of the day, wishing that I were someone else, wishing I were anyone else but a man looking out at himself as if from a great distance, turning the key in his car, starting his car, and swinging it out of the lot, watching himself grinding uphill in a slow fog, climbing past the other cars parked on the side of the road, the cars which seem ominously empty and strange, and suddenly thinking with a new wave of nausea, "This isn't me," sitting in this car, feeling as if I were about to drown in the blue air. That must be someone else, driving home to his wife and children on an ordinary day, which ends, like other days, with a man buckled into a steel box, steering himself home and trying not to panic in the last moments of nightfall, when the trees and the red brick houses seem to float under green water and the streets fill up with sea lights. A poem by Edward Hirsch, Commuters, from his collection Wild Gratitude. Used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can find thousands of classic and contemporary poems by hundreds of poets online at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Thomas Scheutzker and Betsy Alistair. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.